That didn't work either, so I went to kicking and scratching with all four legs, and you can guess how much good that did. Zero. The cow saw me, and her eyes lit up like, I don't know what. Like headlights on a train. Like two burning embers. Like the glowing eyes of a terrible monster. She shook her horns, bellowed, pawed the ground, and started down the alley, gaining speed with every step. Suddenly, I felt a need to make peace with the old, with Mrs. Cow. Hey, listen, forget what I said about your mother. Maybe she was a cow, but I'll bet she was a real pretty cow. Honest, I'm being very sincere. Yikes, she had blood in her eyes and steam shooting out of her nostrils. I hit afterburners and went streaking into the pen with her right on my tail. I was one step away from being dog meat, but suddenly the rope pulled tight and I felt myself flying through the air. I landed on the ground outside the pen, and in a flash, Slim bailed over the fence and slammed the gate shut. He grinned and dusted his hands together.
Now, ain't that a pretty piece of cowboy work?
He climbed over the fence and joined me. I was, well, sitting there, shaking so hard I couldn't stand up.